From the CNN Center here in Atlanta, I'm Melissa Long. It's Friday, May 1st, and here's a look at some of the stories making news at this hour. Leaders in Hong Kong are reporting their first case of swine flu. They say the Mexican citizen flew to the region yesterday. If the World Health Organization confirms the diagnosis, it would be the first case of H1N1 in Asia. The patient is now isolated in a hospital. Supreme Court Justice David Souter says he always preferred his native New Hampshire to D.C., and now a legal source says that tells CNN that Souter will inform his colleagues today that he is retiring from what he has called the world's best job in the world's worst city. He'll probably leave in June when the court finishes up for the summer. Analysts are already speculating on who will fill his seat.
The balance on the court will probably not shift a great deal. Souter has become a part of the liberal wing. Obama will appoint someone who will vote much the same way. But new people always change the court, and a new liberal justice, perhaps a woman, perhaps an African-American, perhaps the first Hispanic on the court, really could change the court in subtle but real ways.
Cold case investigators believe they've tracked down a serial killer from decades ago. Yesterday, Los Angeles police announced that 72-year-old John Floyd Thomas Jr. was likely behind the murders of as many as 30 women between 1955 and 1978. He's in custody charged so far with two of the killings. A criminal justice expert says Thomas must be smart to have avoided being caught for so long.
If he didn't have that certain cunning, that criminal savoir-faire, if you will, we would have caught him decades ago. But there is a small group of serial offenders who have that street smarts to avoid the cops and to stay at large for decades so they could assemble a body count of dozens.
And a famous colonel helping the city of Chattanooga, Tennessee, to fix potholes. The work's being done thanks to a donation from KFC restaurants. Chattanooga is one of four cities to receive donations for the repairs, but there is a catch. The potholes have to be stamped, refreshed by KFC. You're up to date. It's Friday, May 1st. Do stay with CNN and CNN.com for more on these stories or other news that develops today.